turn the leaf from pusillanimous comrades.
Translation. First of all, it's not God, it's Hatha again, okay? Hatha is saying what? What?
Choose your friends.
The simplest stuff, he will say, listen, there are some friends of you which are no good. There are some attitude in this animal which is no good, so keep your distance. You could let them go. Because, yes?
For if they go along with you, the warriors will become pithless like straw. They put themselves in line with you, then they flee and break the heart of the line. Therefore, better a little army without these persons than it should be mustered with the hypocrites.
Ah, this is it. If my intuition to go towards enlightenment is all the nonsenses that I hear here and there and there, I'm looking for enrichment, so I go and find different documents, different stuff, and each of them is promising something to me, then what am I doing to myself, practically? I'm deep in illusion, because at the moment that I start to walk in this path, all these will leave me. The thought will come and go. So in this path, I don't need them. I don't need blah, 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 blah of this. I need only main decision. I have decided to give my life for enlightenment, period. I don't need anything else. I don't need so many thought or some help from here and then. My army doesn't need these fellows. Yes?
A few well-sifted almonds are better than a great many mixed with bitter.
Do you believe in that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the time of Rumi again. Here, you go to the market and you buy almond. And all are good. Why? So many years of doing this and that, because you have the artificial almond now. In the time of Rumi, even one tree is not 100% sweet. Some are bitter. So in time of Rumi, choosing this and dividing it, and how could you choose it? Because you don't see it. Therefore, they wish for a feast of almond that all of them are sweet, not bitter. So he will say, listen, a little bit of good almond is better than having a big one which is mixed. Because this one you could enjoy, the other one you cannot. Because with each you take the risk. So even if the pieces that you pick up are good, you're always worried about the bad one and you cannot really enjoy it. Yes.
The bitter and the sweet are one thing in respect of rattling. The defect arises from their not being the same at heart.
Translate it to Latin maybe to understand it. What was that? I said, here when I'm talking about the sweet and the bitter almond, I'm not literally talking about those two. I'm talking about what? I'm talking about something inside which is the same, looks the same, but deeper understanding. Hamdil means heart to heart. Is this? It's just like that. Yes?
The infidel is of timorous heart, for from opinion, he lives in doubt as to the state of that world.
Exactly. Here, of course, is not the infidel, is gap, which is too complicated. It was the label that the Muslims put to Zoroastrians in Iran and all that stuff. Anyhow, he will say, listen, the non-believers, they have this guess. They don't know exactly, but they have this illusion because they have the doubt about the feeling we are talking about. When I'm talking about love, I don't doubt it if I'm a lover. If I'm not a lover, and I believe in a lover, and I know a lover, when I talk about love, I have no doubt. But if I'm not a lover, and I have never really touched or sat down with a lover, when I talk about love, what am I talking about? It's an illusion. Here, we are not worried about that illusion, because in this path, we are the people who choose right at the beginning. Remember, I choose a peer. Means there is one fellow outside, at least, that I know is better than me. I don't believe in me, I believe in outside. This is what the peer gives me. This is what the Abdals are for. The prophets are here for that, to give that exceptional stuff. Here we say, I understand that feeling. Before sitting down and guessing this, guessing that, if it was the guessing, what is the relationship between Rumi and Shams? Maybe it was economic. Economically, they were interested in each other and their company was making good money. Maybe they were homosexual. Maybe this, maybe that. Okay, then finish. Okay, goodbye. Rumi cannot help me. But when I believe in him, I don't believe in this, I believe in him, then I could listen, I could understand, and he will get rid of all my fears and doubts and all that. This is the difference in here. When I'm going to a university, I study philosophy. Each philosopher will be explained to me, and my role should be criticize it, to realize where this philosopher is not right. Here, in this wisdom, is the opposite. We start with the belief, not with the power, not with the doubt. Yes.
He is going along the road, but he does not know any stage. One blind in heart steps timidly.
That word blind in the heart is not blind in heart, is heart blind. A'amadel means somebody whose heart is blind. Here we talk about the vision, right? If the core is blind, okay, that fellow is moving, but doesn't know where to stop, where to stay, and all that. Yes?
When the traveler does not know the way, how does he go? He goes with hesitations while his heart is full of blood. If anyone says to him, hey, this is not the way, he will halt there and stand still in a fright. But if his wise heart knows the way, how should every hey and ho go into his ear?
Means what? Means I'm talking about a fellow who is ready to die, to go in the mosque and fight the ego, right? And this fellow has seen it in his vision, the story settled down. He really wants to die for enlightenment. Do you remember all the negative advice? He doesn't listen. Why? Because he's sure. He doesn't start it with doubt. Do you remember that? That's why we started the story of the fellow out of Bukhara. He has been in Bukhara. He knows who the king of Bukhara is, and he wants to go back. He knows that the mistake is his. He knows that he is the guilty fellow. There is no doubt over there. Me, I'm sure that I have shortcomings. I'm sure that I'm not a prophet. So I know that there is a prophecy. And I know Rumi knows something and had a feeling that I wish it. There is no doubt here anymore. It's not like philosophy here, we are sure. So we look like this fellow that even if somebody will tell him that, hey, that's a wrong path, he doesn't stop like the doubter I was talking about, because he knows it in his heart. Look at it, he will say, his heart, his clever heart knows the path. Who is this? A believer. He doesn't listen to hi, hoo, 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 because he knows where he's going. Therefore,
do not journey with these camel-hearted ones, for in the hour of distress and danger, they are the ones who sink. Then they flee and leave thee alone, though in boasting they are the magic bowel.
Okay, there are these nasty fellows and you should avoid them. Who are these nasty fellows? Around you? Oh, here we don't talk about that environment. It's all happening in me. And who are these silly fellow who are very proud before the war, and when the war happens suddenly they escape, they run away? Don't you have it? In here I have a lot of thoughts that before doing something, yes, if this and if that, and yes, and I'll do it. And the first pain, suddenly my brain stops working with first problem. So I don't walk this path with those philosophic thoughts here. I walk this path with my heart. I believe in this path. Not that I understand it. I believe in it. I see it. How do you see? The first glimpse is when I do something good, then I find a special feeling down there. Remember this, wanted to cheat always? If I'm honest, simple, and I pay the price, then do I doubt it? No, because a feeling will be found here. I feel somehow losing my position, losing this and that is good, because it feels good. It's painful. Of course I'm losing something, but I get something inside. Then I realize, oh, inside there are two different stuff. One is this one made by my brain, which starts with doubt, and at the end there is no 100% understanding. Because if you want to understand something 100%, you have to understand that something's environment 100%, which is the physical existence. So you should understand all the galaxies and all that. Give me a break. But without those understanding, with the passion in my heart, when I believe in this path, because I see an example. Rumi, who was dead, became alive, remember? Like that, I will grow up. Yes?
Beware. Do not thou request sybarites to fight. Do not request peacocks to engage in the hunt and the chase. The carnal nature is a peacock. It tempts thee and talks idly, that it may remove thee from thy post.
Why the peacock is not very beautiful to Rumi?
Its feet are really ugly.
Ugly feet.
It has ugly feet.
It has ugly feet, and we are looking for the feet. Do you remember Belrays was good because she had good feet? Because we believe that the only thing we need is our feet, not even the shoes. We eliminated the shoes. The feet means the decision to walk this path. Therefore, he said, the carnal nature